April 13th, Job chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 10.
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil. There were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He possessed 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 female donkeys, and very many servants, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. His sons used to go and hold a feast in the house of each one on his day, and they would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And when the days of the feast had run their course, Job would send and consecrate them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "From where have you come?" Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, who fears God and turns away from evil?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for no reason? Have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your hand. Only against him do not stretch out your hand." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And there came a messenger to Job and said, "The oxen were ploughing, and the donkeys feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them, and took them, and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven, and burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The Chaldeans formed 3 groups, and made a raid on the camels, and took them, and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And behold, a great wind came across the wilderness, and struck the 4 corners of the house. And it fell upon the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshipped. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where have you come?" Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth? A blameless and upright man, who fears God and turns away from evil. He still holds fast his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without reason. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Skin for skin. All that a man has he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, he is in your hand. Only spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with loathsome sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took a piece of broken pottery with which to scrape himself while he sat in the ashes. Then his wife said to him, Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die. But he said to her, You speak as one of the foolish women would speak. Shall we receive good from God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
The Agony of a Blameless Man, Zach S. Wine. Imagine if your weekly Bible study decided to meet at the psych ward, the hospital emergency room, the funeral parlor, or the county jail. As the damaged inhabitants of these places encountered what ails them, you and the group would drink coffee, open the Bible, and continue with the week's passage. Such an atmosphere would deter trite talk regarding God and superficial application of the Bible to our lives. When we open the doors and enter the rooms of Job chapter 1, God introduces us to himself and to his words by engulfing us with the agony and misery of a good man. If Proverbs tells us that the house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 11, the book of Job reminds us to resist the facile applications of such sayings. Think for a moment about the faithful people whom you know who nonetheless experience difficult and even tragic situations. Job is a good man whom God highly favors, yet Job's life howls with anguish. By this paradox, God brings a truth, a question, a reminder, and a discovery to our attention. First, a truth. God reminds us that He, not appearances, determines who is blessed. This mourning man, stripped of everything in the world, has the blessing of God upon his life. No other well-dressed and successful man in town is more godly than Job. What does this picture of blessing show you? Second, God sets before us an unsettling question. Will we still serve him when things go badly for us? The devil accuses Job to God, Stretch out your hand and touch all that Job has, and he will curse you to your face. Verse 11. Third, this chapter reminds us that Satan is not God. Satan is a creature who can act only by permission of God. The Lord of heaven rules. Fourth, we discover in Job our true identity. Naked from our mother's womb, see verse 21. To whom else can we turn but to the one for whom we were made? Satan's cynicism is proved invalid. The question is answered. When things go badly, Job turns not from God to curse, as his wife encouraged, but toward God to worship. Worship sometimes looks like a broken man shaving his head, wailing upon the ground. Paul the Apostle writes about how he had to learn this truth in his own life. Whatever comes, God will not leave us. Through Christ, we see more clearly than ever that He is our portion and strength.